Welcome to Difficult Conversations Tapping Meditation. If you're planning or worried about having a difficult conversation at work, this tapping meditation will help. First, tune in to the thoughts and feelings you have about having this difficult conversation. Notice any stress you feel when you think about having the conversation. Take a moment now to mark on the app what your current stress level is on a scale of 0 to 10. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Tapping gently on the side of the hand, repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. We begin by focusing on the negative statements, telling the truth of how we feel, so we can release this tension through tapping. Then we allow ourselves to turn towards the positive. Repeat after me. Even though I'm worried about discussing this issue at work, I honor how I feel and I'm open to making this easier. Even though I don't even know how to start this conversation because it seems so hard, I accept how I feel and I'm open to trying something new. Even though I'm worried about what could happen when I bring this issue up at work, I'm willing to speak up from a grounded and centered place. Eyebrow, I feel so worried about bringing this up. Side of the eye, I'm anticipating a difficult conversation. Under eye, and I don't know how it will go. Under nose, I'm worried about how it could go. Under mouth, it's easy to imagine the worst case scenario. Collarbone, so of course I'm worried. Underarm, worried about the consequences. Top of head, worried this won't go as planned. Now tapping on the eyebrow point, simply imagine yourself having this conversation. Don't worry about saying anything out loud here as I guide you through the points. Just notice any tension you feel in your body, maybe in your stomach, throat, or jaw. Moving to the side of eye, as you notice any tension, you begin to relax into it. You don't need to fight this tension. The awareness of the tension brings more ease. Under eye, feeling centered and grounded, imagine how this conversation begins. Notice yourself walking up to the person or sitting down with them to have the conversation. Begin to imagine this as you allow any tension to come up and release. Under nose, imagine yourself beginning to speak. What are you most nervous about? That you'll stumble, turn red, or forget what you want to say? Notice the fear as you tap, allowing your body to relax. Under mouth, feeling centered and present, notice what it feels like to speak from this place of respectful power. Even if you have some remaining tension, imagine feeling grounded in the moment and speaking gracefully. Collarbone. Imagine how proud you'll feel once you have this conversation. No matter what the result, you were able to find the courage to speak from a grounded and wise place. Underarm. Allow any remaining fears or concerns to come to mind as you relax deeper, remembering that it's okay and natural to feel nervous. Top of head. As you continue to tap, imagine the nervousness you feel and notice what it feels like when you channel that same energy in order to feel hopeful anticipation. From nervousness to anticipation. Now let's move back to the eyebrow point and repeat after me. I can be a little nervous. Side of eye, and really ready. Under eye, I take the time to gain clarity on what I want to say. Under nose, and I trust that in the moment. Under mouth, the right words will come. Collarbone, it begins with me feeling centered. Underarm, no matter what happens. Top of head, I'm proud of myself for speaking up. Eyebrow, no matter what happens. Side of eye, I'll be okay. Under eye, I choose to use my voice. Under nose, I am open to a positive outcome. Under mouth, I speak from a place of confidence and peace. Collarbone, I take responsibility for my part in any conflict. Underarm, I am ready for a resolution. Top of head, I speak from a grounded and peaceful place. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, connect with your body and notice how you feel. Go ahead and mark on the app your current level of intensity related to this situation on the 0 to 10 scale. Remember that any shift downwards means that you're heading in the right direction. If the intensity is still the same or higher than you'd like, repeat the tapping and include some of the specific things you tend to feel when thinking about having this challenging conversation at work. When we calm our nervous system with tapping, and when we feel calm and grounded, then it's possible for us to find the right words and communicate in an effective way. Until we tap together again, this is Jessica Wartner. Take care and keep tapping.